Hi, I'm coming to you live in Southern California. I'm Jim Rome. We are joined right now by the head football coach at TCU. Entering his first season as the head coach of the Horned Frogs, he spent his previous four seasons at SMU, finalist for the Eddie Robinson and Paul Bear Bryant Coaching Awards. TCU, 5-7 last year. They open up against Colorado on September 2nd. Sonny Dykes joins me once again. Sonny, it's so good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jim. How about you? How are things going?
Things are great. Things are great on this end. I've got to ask you, you are always really busy in the offseason, but this one obviously is so different because you take over a new program in November. You immediately get after it. Now that we're getting close to the start of the season, how has that work and process gone? How are you feeling about your team this season?
Yeah, as you said, I mean, when you take a new job, there's just so much going on. You know, you're trying to, you know, number one, acquire talent, whether that's coaches, you know, players in today's transfer portal world, keep your players, find new guys, recruit high school players, get to know coaches, you know, find a place to live, get settled, learn the administration, learn the way they do things, you know, get your strength and conditioning program kicked off, you know, just all those things. Try to get spring football rolling and have 15 good workouts. And so it's been a really hectic 6-7 months, but it's been, in a lot of ways, remarkably smooth. You know, I got to give our players a lot of credit. Anytime there's a coaching change, I think it's hard on young people. You know, they came to TCU to play for Coach Patterson and his program, and all of a sudden, it's different. And those guys have done an unbelievable job of adapting and doing everything we've asked them to do and buying in. And so I really feel like, in a lot of ways, we're ahead of schedule just because the attitude's been so good, the work ethic's been so good. But, you know, now as we go into the fall camp, things get hard and it becomes difficult, and now we get to find out really what we're made of.
Sonny Dykes joining us. Sonny, what you just said is amazing to me. I don't want to get too deep in the weeds, but the way you just laid that out, that when you take a new opportunity and you go to a new situation and that you're all about acquiring talent, be it coaches or players, and that we have to set the entire system up and strength and conditioning, I mean, that to me sounds overwhelming. Can you kind of share your process? I mean, it's got to be one day at a time, and every cliche that I could possibly come up with about you being where your feet are and staying true to the process, but how did you accomplish all of that? In fact, how did you even go about attacking all of that?
You know, fortunately for me, it was my fourth time to do it. You know, I had done it at Louisiana Tech and had done it at Cal and at SMU and now at TCU. And so, you know, every transition is a little bit smoother. They were all a little better just because you have experience when you've done it. You know, we had a lot of our people and processes in place at SMU, and we were really only 30 miles down the road. So, you know, we were able to move, you know, for all intents and purposes, almost our entire staff from there over here. You know, made a couple of staff changes and did some things a little bit different. But, you know, we just had an organization that really we kind of took it, moved it over here, made our adjustments that we need to make for being in the Big 12 and for adapting to the university and the strengths and the weaknesses and the challenges and all those things. But it is, I mean, it's an overwhelming process. It's really, and during this whole time, the most important part of it all is building relationships with people. You know, whether it's your players, whether it's administrators, whether it's boosters and people that are incredibly important to your success now in college football, just all the different boxes you have to check. And so, you know, what you do every day is you wake up, you have a list of about 500 things you have to do. You know, you get four or five of them done, and, you know, you add about six or eight more, and then the next day you just try to work your way down the list, and that's just the way it is. And it can be a little overwhelming at times, but you just have to, you know, you just have to put one foot in front of the other and just, you know, kind of worry about the 6 inches in front of your face.
Sonny Dykes is joining us. You know, you and I talked so much when you were at SMU. It was clear that you love that job and you had a really good thing going there. I had Rhett Lashley on the program yesterday. He said that he would not be the head coach at SMU right now if it was not for you hiring him as offensive coordinator when you arrived. So what was it about TCU that made you feel like it was worth leaving a place that you love so much?
You know, I really did. I loved my time at SMU. I loved our players, loved our fans, loved our support that we had from our administration. Felt like it was a really good place. But, you know, it is, Jim. I mean, I think we all have a desire to coach at the very highest level that we can coach at. And you know, a chance to be in the Big 12 and a chance to compete year in, year out for the college football playoff. And, you know, just those things where you get to, you know, you get to have the very best players and the very best facilities and, you know, play the best people and compete at the highest level. And that's really what drove me here. I mean, I love the Metroplex. I mean, I'm a DFW guy. You know, I love Dallas. I spent some time here in 2017 with Coach Patterson and really found out what a special place Fort Worth is. I love the people here. You know, it's a big city. The Metroplex is a huge city, and you get all the benefit from living in a big city. But then TCU and Fort Worth just has a really small town college campus, college town feel to it. And so that's what makes Fort Worth really special. You know, the city's really united behind the university. The university does a great job of supporting the city of Fort Worth, and it's just that's a really exciting, fun place to be.
We're talking to Sonny Dykes. Sonny, you mentioned the Big 12. It's changing, obviously. Texas and Oklahoma are leaving. New teams like BYU, UCF, Cincinnati, Houston are scheduled to arrive. Do you feel like in that changing landscape, you've got an opportunity to establish TCU as a Big 12 powerhouse?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think you go back and you look at Coach Patterson's tenure here at TCU. I mean, he did a fantastic job building this program. And, you know, you go back and look at his records in different conferences, and particularly the Mountain West. And, you know, they were the number one program in that league. You know, they in Utah kind of battled year in, year out for that crown. And, you know, and then when they came in the Big 12, it was a little bit of an adjustment. But then pretty quickly, they were back winning at a high level again. And so, you know, this is the kind of place that can win. It's been proven in the past. You know, football is very important to the city of Fort Worth and this university. We have tremendous resources here. You know, we feel like if we can get somebody on our campus, get them in Fort Worth, let them see what the quality of life is here as a student athlete, and just see the town and our facilities, and we feel like we have a chance to recruit anybody. And it all begins there, as I said earlier. I mean, you have to acquire talent, then your job is to develop that talent, and then you've got to do a great job of building a culture to sustain those two things.
Sonny Dykes joining me for a few more moments. One of the questions coming into fall camp is the starting quarterback position. I know you've got a number of options for that. So what are the types of things that you're looking for to see from your quarterback to let you know that that's the guy or that's the starter?
Yeah, you know, great quarterbacks just make people around them better. I think that's the thing that, you know, the guys that really move the needle and make a difference in programs, that's the thing that stands out. I mean, they all look different. Some of them are tall and some of them are short. Some of them have strong arms and some of them don't have particularly strong arms. You know, it just has to do with how can they take care of the football? How can they distribute the football? How can they make those people around them better? And then at the end of the day, you want a guy that when he walks into the huddle that everybody in there believes, hey, look, this guy's going to figure out a way for us to get it done. And I use this analogy all the time with our players. You know, if the NFL today did a skills contest, you know, Tom Brady probably wouldn't fare particularly well. You know, I don't think he can throw the ball as far as some guys. He's probably not as fast as some guys, can't jump as high as other guys. But what he does, he makes everybody around him better. And everybody believes that, hey, look, this guy can get it done. And at the end of the day, that's the quarterback's job. You know, sometimes they got to go win games for you, and sometimes they just need to not lose games for you. And, you know, somebody that can show up and do it every single day, can really win the confidence of their teammates and be a fantastic leader. And that's what you're looking for at that position.
I love that response. So how much of that is just like innate and charisma and it, and then how much of that is preparation?
You know, I think it all begins with preparation, and I think it ends up where a guy works so hard at it that he starts to have this confidence about himself that, hey, look, I've invested more than anybody else. I've worked harder. I've strained harder. And, you know, when you do that, then you have confidence. And it's no different in the business world. You know, the most prepared guys in the business world have that confidence that sets them apart from other people and makes people want to be around them and allows them to improve the room when they walk into the room. And that's what you're looking for. And so, you know, I think it all begins with a work ethic, and then I think it the confidence then comes, and then I think it becomes the two start to play off of each other.
Nothing is more true than preparation breeds confidence. I love that statement that you just made, that when you walk in the room, there are certain people that improve the room. Let me finally ask you, Sonny, you and I have talked a lot over the years, but it seems to me you have a certain calm about you despite this opportunity, and it can be overwhelming. You and I have talked about your dad, the legendary Spike Dykes, in the past. As the son of a coach, you know the pressure that head coaches are under more now than ever, I would argue. I know how hard you work to make sure that you're present for your family. Is there such a thing as a work balance or a life balance between work and family? And if so, what is it and how did you find it?
You know, I think we're always striving for it. I mean, I think that's the thing that you have to do. And it goes back to something you said earlier. Look, when you're with your family, you have to be present. You have to, you know, you have to focus on that time that you have with your wife and with your kids. You know, I have kids that are 11, 13, and 5. And so I've got two older daughters and a young son. And you know, when I'm with them, I got to really think hard about trying to be the very best dad I can be and listen and just be present. Make sure I don't have my phone. Make sure my mind is not somewhere else. And same thing when you come to work, you've got to do a great job of trying to do the same thing of just focusing on the task at hand and making sure that you give that 100% of your attention. You know, I think one time something that really moved the needle for me is I heard Bob Stoops interviewed when I was a young coach and he had just gone to Oklahoma. And he talked about how he drove his kids to school every day and he got to spend that time with them and how important that was to him. And, you know, we've tried to do a lot of the same things. I mean, I encourage my staff to, whenever they have an opportunity to go be around their kids, to go do it. If one of them has a game or a play or a concert, whatever it may be, you know, I want the coach to go to their kid's concert the best that they can. And we all have a job we have to do, and it's a high-pressure job. But the most important job we're ever going to have is being a great parent or a great husband. And truly, that's the most important thing. And at the end of the day, you know, that's going to be the most fulfilling thing, certainly for us and obviously for our families.
Hey, Sonny, one quick follow-up to that. Like, I think what you say is so true. Like, we have a 17-year-old son, and I've got a son who's a senior in college. And part of the thing is I feel like the kids, they just want you to be present. And then part of the time, I think they want nothing to do with you. I think it's both those things. But your point about Bob Stoops saying back in the day, I took my kids to school every single morning. I had a ride with my 17-year-old. We had a baseball banquet. And the time it took from us to get from high school back home was maybe 10 minutes, maybe. And we had this super deep conversation because we were totally locked in and present. I shared with my wife what my son said, and she said, he told you all of that? He never says things like that to me. I said, not only did he tell me all these things and the depth of that, he did it during a 7-minute car ride. So it's so true, right? You don't need 7 hours. It can be 7 minutes as long as you're fully locked in and present.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. Look, I have a 13-year-old daughter, so, you know, I better get all the time with her I can get because chances are she's not going to like me very much over the next couple of years. And so, you know, it's true. I mean, I think that is something you never know when that magic moment's going to happen with your kids. And you have to try to put yourself in as many positions as you can to allow that to happen. And so what I try to do when I'm around my kids is, look, everybody's putting their phones down. Everybody's getting off their devices. Everybody's going to try to make sure that we spend the most quality time together that we can because, you know, we just don't have that much. And so when we have a chance to do it, let's make sure it's quality time.
God, that's so great what you just said, that you never know when you're going to get that magic moment. So what you want to do is put yourself in that position as often as you can in the hopes of getting it. He is the head football coach at TCU. Entering his first season, TCU is going to open up against Colorado on September 2nd. Sonny, always look forward to it, and I always appreciate our conversation. Thanks so much for that. That was great once again.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me. Appreciate you guys always put me on. Thanks so much.
Appreciate you, Sonny, very much. I'm always better for it. It's a great conversation. I like that.